Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
We are spending the segment at the theatre today. First, a production on at the Theatre on the Bay, and then a new dining and theatre experience launching at the Vineyard Hotel later this week. It is a pleasure to tell you about both of these options and hopefully encourage you to book tickets while they're still available. We're going to start with the new production, which opened at the Theatre on the Bay last week. You might have heard me mention it in our events diary last Friday, and it is a relatively short run until the end of this week. The show is called Family Secrets, and it's actually a work of contemporary Italian theatre, which has been translated and staged in English for the first time. The comedy by Enrico Luttmann has been brought to Cape Town by Peter Turin and is directed by Alan Swerdlow. And I'm delighted to have one of the stars of the show in studio with us, Dorothy Ann Gold. Lovely to have you with us again.
Thank you. Welcome back. Pippa. Lovely to be here.
It sounds like an absolute treat of a show. A mother and a daughter at a crossroads.
A mother and a son.
Mother and son. Sorry, as I said that, I knew I'd made a mistake. A mother and son, because it's Grace and Adam. I don't want to give too much away about the plot, but can you sketch for us an overview of the show and what it's all about?
Well, I think it's something that I don't have children of my own, but I'm sure it's something that a lot of families go through when a son or a daughter who's grown up and had their own life and something happens in their life and they come back to mom and dad for comfort. And in the process of that, a lot of secrets that have never been discussed in the family, not bad secrets, but a lot of secrets come out. But the main thing for me, Pippa, is in this kind of weather, isn't it fantastic to laugh? It's so healing. It's so warming. And it's a long time since I've done a comedy like this. And it really is fantastic to be on the stage and responsible for people having a good time and making them laugh and seeing them leave the theatre with happy faces. And that's terrific on these cold winter nights.
Well, I was going to say, especially in the middle of the miserable cold wet Cape winter, to be able to pull that off is quite something. I gather it's a very bittersweet comedy that you will be laughing, but it also tugs quite at the heartstrings, I gather.
As all brilliant theatre should. You know, I'm a great Shakespeare fan. And even the Shakespeare comedies, there's always a little bit of darkness to set the comedy, you know, off. So, yes, it is bittersweet, probably because, like all good scripts, it has universal sentiments. Everybody gets old, and Grazia's getting old. Dorothy's getting old. And as a wonderful actress Sheila Holliday used to say, you know, getting old isn't for sissies. So whatever comes along with that as well is universal. Mother and son. A broken marriage. It hasn't affected Grazia at all. She's as feisty as anything. But the husband's no longer around, and she really enjoys saying, well, you didn't miss much. We don't need him back. So really, I think it's the attitude of both of these people that makes for the comedy, because they're resilient, they're strong, they're independent, and nothing gets them down. Otherwise, it could, you know, not this particular play, but one could verge towards sentimentality. It's not sentimental.
You have here, though, a woman determined to live life on her own terms for however long as she has, I gather. And you've used the word feisty. I gather it's slightly combative in her relationship with her son as well. And that's part of the joy of what you see evolve on stage.
Absolutely. They love arguing. She says, I want you to be your usual self. Sulky, disheartened, depressed. I want to fight with you. I want to argue with you as always, our normal life. Because the fights aren't cruel or mean. They just love shouting. They love these hot Italian Mediterranean fights. They look forward to them.
I've just come back from Italy about 10 days ago, and I feel like I met your character en route.
I'm sure you did.
I gather Grazia is a huge soap opera fan, and her son Adam is a soap opera writer. I know you did your stint in the soapies for a while as well. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to come from having been a star of a soap opera to then play a woman who is the obsessive fan.
Well, although Isidingo, I was there right in the beginning, 1998 to 2001. So that's a long time ago. But I do work on Generations as the performance coach and have for 16 years. So every week I still have soapies in front of me. And in a way, soap operas, what is it that we love about them? They're like our family. We know them so well. So let's see what's happening in our family today. Here's my son.
Well, the second part of your family has just arrived. So let me welcome at this point Sven Rijkrock, who plays your son, Adam. And it's, I feel like I want to say hello, Rambo, because I know you from the Spud movies so well. But Sven, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Dorothy's been telling us about her feisty, charismatic mother. Tell us about the son, Adam.
So Adamo is, he's a playwright, a longing playwright. And unfortunately, things don't work out too well for him. And like all sons, in their late 20s, when they don't know what to do, what do you do is
you go back to home to mom.
So he ends up going back to home to mom, and it's really the discovery of their relationship and who they are at the core as people.
As the youngster in the cast playing alongside an actress of Dorothy's caliber.
Hold on here, Pippa. Well, I'm only 29.
You know, you were absolutely miscast, Dorothy. You're right. I mean, huge opportunity for you to be alongside an actress of this caliber in a play that is so intensely focused on just these two characters. What's the experience been like for you?
Absolutely incredible, Pippa. Absolutely incredible. I can't thank Dorothy enough. I think she is at the heart a teacher. Actually, at her core, she's a teacher, and she's a lover of life, and she's a giver. So she's been incredibly generous in A, welcoming me, B, teaching me some like techniques and breathing, and we have a lot of fun just before we go on stage. And she's incredibly humble, and I think that's something that I've really taken from her. So it's been a great learning experience for me.
This, as I mentioned at the start, is an Italian play that's been translated into English and is being premiered in English for the first time, which is a real treat for us. Dorothy, I mean, the Italian theatre is something I don't know that many Capetonians are familiar with, but I understand that particularly in Rome, there's been a real resurgence of new material being written and a real sort of huge enamorment with the theatre at the moment.
Apparently, look, yeah. I mean, I am actually, Pippa, so old that, you know, I remember Pirandello and, you know, those are the Italian plays I know. So I haven't followed this new resurgence recently, but I believe so, yes. And if this is the play that's come into our hands, I can understand why. Because it's passionate. It's sensual. Those are things that as an actor I really love. What's the smell of it? What's the taste of it? How does it feel on your skin? And certainly that seems to be the character of the Italian writing. Passionate and sensual.
I'm only sad it's a relatively short run here in Cape Town. I know Joburg was on the menu. I think you've already been in Joburg before coming to Cape Town. Yes. Where to from here? Sven, are you going to take it anywhere else? Or is this it? Do you have to get there before the end of this week?
You have to get there before the end of this week. And you got to come and see this passionate, fiery passion of love on stage.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me just give you some nitty-gritty on how to do that. As I mentioned, the venue is the Theatre on the Bay. The show is on until the 13th of July. Are you on every night?
Yes, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, matinee on Saturday, and Saturday evening.
Okay, so Cape Town, please act fast to scoop up those final tickets. Booking is through CompuTickets, and the pricing ranges from 120 to 230 Rand a seat. I can't let you go without asking about a phrase that jumped out at me from the publicity. There are, when you talk about the digging up of skeletons and skeletons in the closet, I gather there are some actual ones in this play. Of a sort.
No actual skeletons.
No actual skeletons. No. Okay,
unless you plan on dying on stage.
No.
Did I misread?
I hope not.
Okay.
Eventually, but not
all right. Okay, then elaborate for us a little bit more. You mentioned family secrets being exposed as the adult son comes back into the house as an adult without giving away too much of the plot line. Tell us a little bit more. Sven, can you help us here?
It's really hard because there's a lot of stuff. So basically what it is these two people living their individual lives as one does. When you leave the nest, you know, you start to claim your own sense of identity, your own sense of self, and coming back, living under the rule of a mother or of a parent, you know, you start, old things start to come up, old habits,
push buttons,
and through that we start to see a lot of secrets that have been kept between the both of them.
But we can't tell you the
secrets. Yeah, we can't. Come and watch.
Come and watch.
I'm dying to say more because I know a little bit more about the particular point in time at which this play finds you both, but I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. I'm simply going to say it's been a delight to have Dorothy Ann Gold and Sven Rijkrock with us in studio, and the play is called Family Secrets on at the Theatre on the Bay. I want to make big gestures in the way that an Italian mama would, Dorothy. Yeah. I'll simply say thank you so much for being with us. It's been lovely to have you here again. And Sven, lovely to have you with us as well. And enjoy the family reunion as it continues for the remainder of this week.
Thank you. I'm going to be bereft when it's finished and I have to leave my son. Oh.
Can I ask one more question? Do either of you have a next on your diary that you can share with us? Where to from here?
Not me. I go back to same old, back to the soap opera, generations of my private teaching. Mm-hmm. But he's got something very exciting.
Yes, I have a huge role, a role that I'll never be able to escape, which is fatherhood.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes. When's the baby due, Sven?
Literally in 3 weeks' time. Not even. 25th of July.
Okay, a July baby like me. Best wishes to you and
thank
the family, and good luck in that
thank
incredible
you. Thank
new
you
journey.
So much.
Right. Great to have you both with us, Dorothy and Gold.